Speaker is Dr. Orlando Andrera.
Good afternoon, member of the board. My name is Dr. Orlando Andrera. Thank you once again for giving me another opportunity to address you. I hope that you have all received a small packet that I sent to each of you, which includes a three-page letter dated June 15, 2005, and a report on the Spanish-speaking program, both of which were presented to Dean Kenneth Dollarhide on that day. That mailing, which was done at my own expense, was sent overnight mail to provide you with enough time to review it prior to today's meeting. I do not wish to take your time to go over the details of that document, but it is important that I emphasize what it is at stake here. While I am flattered that the proposed full-time director position was offered to me with a good salary, I consider the expenditure of those funds to be wasteful and the rearrangement of the program to be unnecessary. I have made this suggestion explicitly clear in the letter to Dean Dollarhide, which you have. This is particularly true when our program's needs lay in the recruitment of an additional full-time advisor, a graduate assistant, and securing additional space and upgraded computer equipment. I am, although I might not look like, I am currently 72 years old. During those years, I have dedicated 52 to teaching, and the last 33 years to serving as the director of the Spanish-speaking program. During my career, I have placed the interests of students first and foremost. The information I have provided to you explains how can we better improve the Spanish-speaking program, and it is not by expanding the role of the director from half-time to full-time. While I do not propose that the board micromanage the operation of this administration, I do appeal to your sense of propriety and prudence and call upon you to disapprove the proposed changes in the workings of the Spanish-speaking program. I doubt very much that any so-called full-time director will have greater dedication than what I have demonstrated over the past 33 years, simply because they are full-time. The slight diminution in admission numbers during academic year of 2003-2004 is easily explained when one looks at events having to do with changes in admission policy. These were the scores were increased radically, and soon thereafter were decreased and the policy withdrawn. Students were affected negatively by the initial increase by being disqualified, and when admission scores were subsequently decreased, we lost the students. Spanish-speaking program is absolutely not broken, as the adage reminds us, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Instead, the Spanish-speaking program under my administration is healthy, vibrant, and thriving, and can benefit from an expansion of advisement staff and space rather than from a full-time director. The unexpected attempts to restructure both my role and the Spanish-speaking program perhaps indicate that reason yet unspoken may be involved. Where I come from, age and long successful experience are good things. This may not be the opinion of the administration. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're at the... Oh, I'm sorry. Dean Dollarhide.
I just want to respond a little bit. I'm new here, and I have no political axe to grind at all. I believe that all academic programs should have full-time directors, especially when they have full-time staff. I went to Dr. Adara. He was offered the position, and he turned it down. And Dr. Lopez was offered the position, and she accepted it.
Now, and the board well appreciates that this is a management decision within your purview with the recommendation that was made, and I fully expect the board will support it.